Oversight Committee releases DOJ Epstein files, most already seen before. By Olivia Rondo on September 3, 2025. Thousands of pages of records and law enforcement video footage related to Jeffrey Epstein were released in the first batch of files from the House Oversight Committee subpoena to the Department of Justice. DOJ, the lawmakers said most of them were already public. The dump of over 33,000 pages, many of which were heavily redacted, and hours of video including security footage from outside the billionaire sex predator's New York jail cell came Tuesday as a result of Oversight Chairman James Comer's, RKY August 5 subpoena. The files also include transcripts of the DOJ's interview with Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell, taped interviews with survivors from the 2005 to 2006 Florida Epstein investigation, as well as police body camera footage from Epstein's Palm Beach home. "This is the most thorough investigation into Epstein and Maxwell to date. And we are getting results," Comer said during a Tuesday evening House Rules Committee meeting, according to Fox News. "We have already deposed former Attorney General Bill Barr. The Department of Justice provided nearly 34,000 pages of documents and will produce more, which are being made public as we speak," Comer continued. Oversight Ranking Member Robert Garcia, DCA, claimed that most of the documents delivered to the committee by the DOJ were already released to conservative influencers at the White House in February, and accused President Donald Trump of covering up the rest because he is also in the files. Garcia claimed that around 97% of the latest file dump was already public, before adding in a separate statement that the only new disclosures were less than 1,000 pages from Customs and Border Protection, CBP, detailing flight logs of Epstein's plane and forms for re-entry into the United States, but all the passenger names besides Epstein's were redacted. Representative Summer Lee, DPA, criticized the latest drop to Fox News, also claiming that the vast majority of files dropped Tuesday had already been released. "We recognize that the Trump DOJ has every incentive to not comply," the congresswoman said. "That is, I imagine, a very small start, but we await the rest." Epstein's brother, Mark Epstein, also voiced his skepticism to the outlet. "There is no news there. I'd rather see the tape in the morning when they took his body off of the tier," he said, referring to his brother's 2019 suicide in his cell at New York's Metropolitan Correctional Center. "That would show who was there, maybe who was running the show, etc. That might be news." The DOJ claimed in July that there was no evidence of an Epstein sex trafficking client list despite different theories held by the public, and even among members of Trump's own administration. What possible interest would the U.S. government have in keeping Epstein's clients secret? Oh. Then Senate candidate J.D. Vance wrote on X in 2021. "If you're a journalist and you're not asking questions about this case, you should be ashamed of yourself. What purpose do you even serve?" he wrote in a follow-up. Prior to the DOJ's controversial memo claiming that no client list existed, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi appeared to state otherwise in an interview with Fox News. When asked if her department would be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients, Bondi explained that it was sitting on her desk for her to review. "The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?" America Reports host John Roberts asked. "It's sitting on my desk right now to review," the attorney general answered. "That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president, from all of these agencies." The Tuesday file release comes as Reps. Thomas Massie, RKY, and Ro Khanna, DCA, lead a bipartisan effort to force a vote on their own bill to make the DOJ release more Epstein-related information, NBC News reported. The congressmen began collecting signatures for their discharge petition on Tuesday, with Khanna telling the outlet that all 212 House Democrats and at least 6 Republicans will sign to meet the 218-signature threshold. Massie told Fox News that there's a real good chance the petition could garner enough signatures by the end of the week. Comer claimed the Oversight Committee is way ahead of Massie and Khanna's move to release more files. "We're going to go beyond it. We're already getting the documents from the administration," Comer said. "I don't think the discharge petition is necessary at all." An oversight spokesperson added that the Trump DOJ is in compliance with the committee's subpoena and is providing documents on a rolling basis. Massey also accused House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, of working with the White House to help to cover up a sex trafficking ring. "There are things that the White House doesn't want out there that my legislation would cause to be released," Massey said, according to NBC. Johnson described Massey and Khanna's discharge petition as pointless. "I would describe virtually everything Thomas Massey says related to this issue as meaningless," the speaker told reporters earlier on Tuesday. Later on Tuesday night, Massey said he does not believe Trump himself is implicated in the files, but that he is protecting his friends who may be. "I think the best way to clear President Trump's name is to release all the files. I actually don't think he's done anything criminal. I think he may be covering for some rich and powerful people that are friends of his," the Kentucky congressman said. "We've got to get it out in the open, regardless of whose friends might be incriminated." A White House official emailed a statement to NBC in response to Massey's comments, saying, "Helping Thomas Massey and liberal Democrats with their attention-seeking. While the DOJ is fully supporting a more comprehensive file release effort from the Oversight Committee, would be viewed as a very hostile act to the administration." Massey and Khanna held a joint press conference with Epstein survivors on Wednesday morning calling for more transparency. "This is the first time our congressional leaders are taking a moment to hear from these women. And I think it's long overdue, certainly, but it's a step in the right direction," said attorney Sigrid McCauley, who has represented some of the women victimized by the billionaire financier. Trump brushed off the press conference while speaking to reporters in the Oval Office while he met with Polish President Karol Nawrocki. "They're trying to get people to talk about something that's totally irrelevant to the success we've had as a nation since I've been president," he said, according to the Washington Post. "I know that no matter what you do, it's going to keep going," he later added. "Really, I think it's enough." Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, also stood with victims at the press conference, telling reporters that she urged Trump this morning to meet with the women in the Oval Office. She also threatened to name names of those allegedly connected to the sexual abuse, saying, "I'll walk across that floor and say every damn name." Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.